Blog Talk Radio.
Get on up. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. And again, you guys can call in to this number and comment on today's episode. I know those of you who already have show notes, who are on my show list, you guys know what the episode is going to be about. But all of you who are listening out there in the online on my show page, you guys can see the show topic as well. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning into the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. 844. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And those of you who were on the show on last night, you guys heard firsthand the professional, the professionalism of our sponsor. She was able to pinpoint exactly what we were talking about, give us some exact numbers and great information as far as taxes go. If you were to ever win a lottery, you know, win some big money, and of course, you know, what you need to do with it, the tax laws and all that stuff. So if you ever win a lottery and you need someone to talk to about taxes and how to take care of that stuff, give them a call and they'll be glad to help you. Again, 770-732-0244. Now, our word of the day. Let's see. Our word of the day is brogue. Brogue, B-R-O-G-U-E. Brogue is a noun, and the first meaning is a heavy shoe, often with a hobnailed sole. I don't know what a hobnailed sole is. A heavy shoe, often with a hobnailed sole. The second meaning is a stout Oxford shoe with perforations and usually a wingtip. All right, that's a brogue. For a lack of a better word, it's a shoe. It's a wingtip shoe. I used to wear wingtips when I was doing a lot of business a few years ago. I'd go out in my business suit and this and that, and I wear my wingtips. I tell you, they were sharp. So I like the wingtips. Anyhow, let's see here. Let's go. So the weather for today, we're looking at 59 degrees right now in the ATL. We had a high of 60, and tonight we're going to have a low of 40. So it's not going to be too cold tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, we're looking at 53 and rain. Saturday, 57 and bright sunshine. Sunday, 49 and bright sunshine. So those are your forecasts over the next 3 days. So tomorrow, you guys will need your umbrellas. Okay, it's pretty much is a 90-something percent chance of rain tomorrow. So you're gonna have some rain, maybe a few thunderstorms here and there. So be prepared. Take your umbrella and your raincoat or jacket if needed. All right. So, let's see. I wanted to talk about something before I got into the show. What was it? It was something just now. Okay. So, the now in Georgia, we're going to have, they're looking at voting on a law to strip people, ordinary citizens, of their, what do you call it, like the AK-47s, these automatic weapons that now seems like they use when they go in and, you know, when these crazy people go in and kill people, they use these automatic weapons, these AK-47s, assault rifles is what they call them. So now, Georgia legislature is going to vote on stripping people of their automatic weapons. So if you do have an AK-47 or an assault rifle, so to speak, if this passes, you're going to be asked to turn in your assault rifle. Okay, bring it and turn it in. All right. They're trying to get them off the street, get them out of the hands of ordinary, everyday people. So if you're a gun rights person out there, hey, this is what's coming. And I believe it's coming. From what was said on the news today, I believe that's is coming. So, I don't know. So if you're caught, if the law passes, you don't turn in your assault rifle and you're caught with it, it's going to be some kind of class 2 felony or something like that. A felony is serious. Okay. A felony is serious. So if you do have an assault rifle in Georgia, if this law passes, you need to get it turned in. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Here is where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode, which is Atlanta, right here in the ATL, is to have the first lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender school for kids. Now, we're going to discuss the first LGBT school for kids, and Atlanta is going to have the first of its kind. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Atlanta having the first LGBT school? And again, I wanted to read a little bit from the article that was written about this, but I have already read the article or whatever. So I just want to kind of touch on it a little bit. And I do want to get you guys feedback if you'd like to call into the show and give me your feedback or comment on what's going on. Now, why have an LGBT school for kids? Okay, so there are kids out there, I'm not sure if they're high schoolers or if, this school is going to be K-12. So you're going to have kindergartners all the way to 12th grade going to this LGBT school. And the school is going to be run by lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people, teachers and administrators. Okay. And supposedly this school is being created because a lot of these kids who are different, they say different, are being bullied, being called all different things, different words in the book, I guess. And this is supposedly a safe haven for kids to be able to go to school and be able to focus on schoolwork and not have the bullies, so to speak, get after them, or people get after them who are probably straight people. Okay? So this is supposedly going to be a safe haven. It's a private school, of course. And this school is going to cost each student per year $13,000 a year to go to this school. I think that's a little bit less than our regular private school. I know some of these private schools around Atlanta upwards of $25,000-$30,000 a year. Okay, so $13,000 to go to this school, and then they say that actually there can be straight people or ordinary students who can attend this school. It's open to everyone. Okay. Well, now, why is that? If I'm a straight male, I don't want to go to a school that's taught and run by lesbians and gays and bisexuals. You got bisexuals and transgenders walking all around. I don't want to go there. If I'm a straight person, I don't want to go there. But I believe that that's just a tactic to be able to open this school without any pushback from the community, is that it's open to anyone. Okay? But why would a straight person want to go to an LGBT school? I don't know. Okay? You can go to any other school, but why do you want to go to this school if you're a straight person? Now, I understand how the lesbian gays want to go there, because they have their own kind right there. But I don't get, you know, having straight people come to the school as well. I thought that they were trying to get away from that. So, I want to, you know, I want to read a little bit from this article. The K-12 school was founded by Christian Zilovet, a trans teacher with 25 years of experience in the classroom, will serve both LGBT students and CIS, I don't know what that means, straight students who may feel out of place. It's an especially important resource given its location, according to some LGBT advocates, because the LGBT youth living in the South and the Midwest often feel like they won't be able to find support in their hometowns. LGBT students in schools across the nation face anxiety about going to school due to their sexual orientation or gender expression, according to the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. That survey shows 74% of LGBT students reported being verbally harassed because of sexual orientation, while 55% reported the same for their gender expression. 30% of LGBT students reported that they missed school for one day in the past month because they felt unsafe or uncomfortable at school. And some LGBT students face physical harassment and assault. LGBT teachers also say they feel pressured to keep their sexual orientation or gender secret in particularly conservative communities, which can sometimes prevent teachers from teaching lessons about how to treat LGBT students better or opposing unnecessarily heteronormative school activities. LGBT teachers and LGBT teacher allies have dealt with backlash from parents and administrators after reading books that acknowledge the existence of same-sex relationships or showing videos that advocate against bullying LGBT students. Okay, now this school is going to be Pride School. Atlanta plans to operate out of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Atlanta Church until it opens later this year, but permits are pending. The school charges a $13,000 a year tuition. Although Zilovitz, who founded the school, says he's working with various organizations to establish annual scholarship funds for students who may not be able to afford that, as well as applying for grants to support the funds. Family who do service work for the school may also have their child's tuition reduced. Anyone interested in supporting the school may send tax-deductible donations to its fiscal sponsor, the Institute of Transgender Economic Advancement. Okay, I'm not going to read any more of this because I don't know about you guys, but it seems like now we're going to be promoting lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender lifestyles to kids. You're talking about having a school, kindergarten through 12th grade, where these students, young students, kindergartners, are going to be open to this type of lifestyle. Why do you want your kindergartner, first grader, second grader, third grader, accessible to this type of lifestyle? If that's how you are as an adult, why are you pushing your kids to be that away? If you're straight and you have kids and you send your kids to this private school for lesbians and gays, what do you think is going to happen to your straight kid? Okay, I'm straight. I got a wife and two kids. I would never even put it on my tongue to say one of my girls are going to go to this school for lesbians and gays, this private school. It's going to cost you $13,000 to be open to this lifestyle. Now you have to think, is that what's going to be taught in these schools? The same thing. The lifestyle of lesbians and gay people. You got teachers in this school who are lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender, men being women, women being men. Now, what was funny is that I'm doing this show, okay? And there was a friend of mine at work who gave me this topic and showed me this headline this morning. And I'm like, okay, I have to do that show. This afternoon, my sister-in-law calls and she said, you wouldn't believe what happened. I had to go into a meeting today. And you got the executives in this meeting, and they're telling us that we have an employee who's a woman now wants to be a man. And now she's had this surgery to become a man, to have a man's sexual organ attached to her body. So they want them to call her him. They want them to say he, not her. Man, what is America? Where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? I mean, a lot of things you can't even, a lot of times right here in Atlanta, you can't even tell a man from a woman. Some of these men have just as much makeup and lip gloss and eyeliner and lashes and everything, just like a woman. That's transgender, right? I mean, I don't get this lifestyle. And it's not for me to get, because I stay as far away from this lifestyle as I could possibly get. But my problem is, okay, you as an adult, you're a gay, a lesbian person. I call gays men, I call women lesbians. you're a gay or lesbian person. And now you're forcing this lifestyle on kids. You're an adult and you're gay or whatever. That's your thing. Fine. Go about your way. But now we're going to promote it to kids. We're going to tell kids that this is an accepted lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with it. All this stuff, I know that's going to be taught in this school. And it's kids, man. These are innocent kids that are just now coming up full of life and ready to take on all information. And you're going to pump lesbian and gay information into these kids. What do you think is going to happen to these kids? They're going to become lesbians and gays just like their teachers. Maybe just like their parents. But it's sad to hear of something like this going on. And it's right here under our noses in Atlanta. It's mind-blowing to me. I cannot figure out for the life of me. You're going to have a school, K through 12, not high school, not 9 through 12, not 8 through 12, K, kindergarten through 12th grade. And now you're pumping out a whole school. Every year you're pumping out, I don't know how many seniors this school may have or may have at capacity over the years. Say they have 200 kids who are seniors every year. You're pumping out 200 lesbian and gay people out into the world. After high school, going to college, going to technical school, going into the armed forces. You know, I mean, you got these gays going into the armed forces, man. Something not right. And so, how do you explain this to your straight kid? How do you sit down with your straight kid if they ask you, "Mom, Dad, I understand there's a lesbian and gay school right here in Atlanta. What is that about?" What are you going to say? What are you going to tell your kid? "I don't want my kid to be around lesbians. I don't want my daughter to be around lesbians. If I had a son, I wouldn't want my son to be around gay men. I don't want my son to be taught by a gay man. I don't want my daughter to be taught by a lesbian woman." I mean, I'm not bashing these people. Somebody sent me a text saying I'm bashing the lesbian and gay community. I'm not. I'm telling you my opinion. So why send me a text when you can call into the show and give your opinion? Call in. Let everybody hear your opinion about this. Don't send me a text. So I tell people all the time, call the show. Let's talk about it. But they don't want to talk about it. They want to send you a text or an email. But, you know, I don't care what anyone says. This lifestyle is not okay with me. It's just not. I grew up at a time when these type people were taboo. You know, there weren't many of them around, but those that were around, yeah, they got bullied. Some of them got pushed around and bashed for being gay or being soft. Okay? But if you want your kid to grow up, learn the lifestyle of a lesbian, a gay, a bisexual, or a transgender person, then send them to this school. I think that's how it's going to be. I mean, you may learn a little math in here. You may learn a little science in here. But it's being taught by gay scientists, gay English teachers. I mean, you imagine having a physical education class, and you got Mr. Henderson coming in. He's your physical education teacher. And his punk ass come in there with some pink stuff on, all flaming, with flaming gay person, flaming stuff on, and twisting his butt all around. And you, I mean, how can you let your kid get into that? I guess if you're gay or if you're lesbian, it's a perfect situation for your kid, right? Now your kid gonna understand where you're coming from, right? Why not let that kid decide for themselves how they want to be? Then once your kids grow up and say that they, you know, they want to have this lifestyle, then, okay, 9th, 10th grade, okay, I'll send you over to the gay and lesbian school. Why do it now? Why do it when they're in kindergarten, 5, 6 years old? That's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay? And that's my opinion about this stuff, guys. That's my opinion. I don't mind you guys telling me your opinion. If you want to call in and tell me your opinion, that's fine. But this is my opinion. And this is my show. You can listen to any other show you want to. There are thousands of shows out there that you can listen to. If you don't want to listen to me, go listen to the other shows. I don't care. Ain't going to hurt me any. But I don't want our kids to grow up and become gay and lesbian. I just don't think that that's right. I just don't think that that's right. Guys, concentrate on your kids. Them right. Teach them how you are. And I guess if you're a lesbian and gay, that's what you're doing. Fine. But don't try to lay that on other people who are trying to be straight. Don't do it. That's all the time I have tonight, guys. Hey, thanks for listening in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Remember, tomorrow is going to be raining like crazy. And tomorrow is Free Fall Friday, where all the lines are open. All 50 lines will be open for you guys to call into the show. It's your show on tomorrow. You guys can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. You could talk about lesbian, gays. You could talk about the president, somebody who's trying to be a president. I don't care what it is. But this is the Frank Williams Show. And I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you guys.
Yes.